Perak Yud Halacha Ches Ein Asim Ha Chafetz Hafi Koyman. Persons should need other types of foods after you finish the Korban Pesach. There is reason for this. The most famous one is that the flavor of Korban Pesach should remain in the mouth. There are other reasons also that they want to eat it Al Hatsoiva. It means you should eat Korban Pesach after when you're already partially satiated, like a rich person would do, and therefore you should save it for. Shouldn't eat anything afterwards. This way they make sure that you're not going to eat it all up at the beginning of your meal. Another reason is because they don't want you to be very hungry when you're eating it, because it may break some of the bones of the Korban Pesach, which is an issur. Lamaisa, today we have the Korban Pesach, we also have a din of Eina Ochlim Acha Matzah. After you finish eating the Tzofun, what we call today Afikoyman, you should not eat anything else. You're allowed to drink. Yoshna Miksasan Yoichlub. If part of the Chavruah fell asleep, then when they wake up again, they can still continue eating. Kulam lo yichelu. If they all fell asleep and they got up, they should not become pesach because it looks like they're eating at two chaburis. Now they eat from two different chaburis. They just dozed off. That if you ask them a question, they'll still be able to answer more or less. Then still consider the same group. Near the mulei yichelu. If they fell asleep completely, then they should not eat, because as we said, it looks like another chabura. Yeah, Rabbi Yehoshua says, now the Gemara explains this, that the Rabbi Yehoshua is not on the case when they all fell asleep. He's coming to argue on the ratio. In the beginning of the mission says that if only part of them fell asleep and they fully fell asleep, they can continue eating the Korban Pesach, whereas Rabbi Yehoshua comes to the Mashmir and says that if even some of them fell fully asleep, when they get up again, they cannot eat on the Korban Pesach.